Our next guest first won national recognition and an Academy Award nomination for his portrayal of the dedicated and inspiring teacher in 1988's Stand and Deliver. And for those of you who haven't heard, in the not-so-distant future, human-like robots will almost completely wipe out the human race, and it will be up to him to lead the counterattack. At least if you watch Sci-Fi Channel's Battlestar Galactica. The fourth season premieres Friday, April 4th. Edward James Olmos, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So in Battlestar Galactica, you play Admiral William Adama, the military leader of the human race, or what's left of the human race. Mm-hmm. And your home worlds have been destroyed, and you've been trying to find this mythical planet Earth. Let's listen to a scene from the new season. You're talking to Kara, a woman convinced she can find Earth, but you and the president, Laura Roslin, don't believe her.
We're going the wrong way. If we keep jumping like this, I'm going to lose the feeling completely, never be able to take us back.
What do you want me to do? You want me to go to Laura Roslin? Or forget Pythia, the eye of Jupiter, because Kara has some feeling about where Earth is?
Yes.
Now, what attracted you to this role and to this show?
The reality base that was being written by Ron Moore. I think I can honestly tell you that it's the best usage of television I've ever been a part of in my career.
Why? Why do you use the word usage?
Well, I mean, basically, television is a great medium. It's sometimes we use it more to escape than we do to inform. And then there are programs like, you know, that do that. There's biography channels and discovery channels and National Geographic channels. But commercial television and just basically doesn't really get into anything more than just kind of escape kind of programming. And in this case, this is definitely an entertaining piece, but it definitely is very provocative, and it actually stimulates people who are watching it.
Now, for people who might not be familiar with your show or sort of remember the Battlestar Galactica from the 80s, will you explain how it incorporates, quote-unquote, real stuff?
Yeah, what the writers are doing is that they're just using true human drama. If you watch, say, West Wing, or if you watch ER, or if you watch NYPD Blue, it does deal with the subject matter of a hospital or the White House and that, but it really is about the people. Those are character-driven dramas. Mm-hmm. Well, so is this. It just happens to be in outer space. And we're actually living in a time where what we're talking about is here. We're actually living it. Right now, North Korea, Pakistan, Israel, the United States, China, Russia, we all have nuclear weapons, and at any given moment, somebody could just use them. And so when you see this show, you start to realize, you go, oh my goodness, this is not just television. This is a commentary on what we have done to ourselves and what we're doing to ourselves.
And your character is a real tough guy. I mean, your character is very pro-military. He even attempted a military coup a while back. But in real life, you know, you were an international ambassador for UNICEF, and you were even arrested for protesting the U.S. Navy's target practice bombings in Puerto Rico. So what do you think of playing a character who has such a, you know, affinity for violence and aggression?
Well, you'd have to see the program to know exactly what kind of character I am. But I will say this, it's much more complex than just I like war or I don't like war. This is a situation that we even find ourselves right now in. Do we use military force to go into Iran? Should we have used military force to go into Iraq? You know, should we stay looking for terrorists in Afghanistan? Those are issues that everyone has to deal with. Now, to deal with it, you're going to have to use either, if you don't want to be there or if you do want to be there, you have to use a military understanding of what you're talking about and to solve this. And that's the problem and the issue, because instead of talking, we use our military. Now, I'm part of that in this story, but like the complexity of knowing what I just talked about seconds ago, that's the complexity of what I'm dealing with every day in this show, is that there's a human element, a military element, and I love having to do that and to represent that.
Edward, would you say that perhaps playing Admiral Adama has changed any of your political views?
Yeah. I mean, basically, yes. It's reinforced some things, and it's made me understand a lot about others. And one thing is the understanding of how to deal with I have to give orders that send people out to their death. And you see the kind of pain that it causes. So you don't see a hero that isn't vulnerable. Adama is very vulnerable.
And you said it's, you know, good usage of television because it offers something that's thought-provoking rather than an escape like most television. But I'm curious, after working so hard on a set all day, what do you do to escape?
I play with my, I go home to my family.
That's an escape?
Yeah, I love
that's
it.
That's nice.
Kidding.
Now, in addition to being an actor and director, you've done a great deal of work as an activist, much of it focusing on at-risk teens. And you grew up in East L.A., so how big of a presence did gangs have in your own childhood?
Oh, they were... I was born and raised in the mecca of gangs. And it's East Los Angeles, on the corner of First and Indiana, where I was born and raised, in Boyle Heights. It was a way of life, and it was there before I got there, and it's still there today. And you have a choice, and those choices really define who you are and what you are. When you join up in a gang, and I was part of a gang, but my gang played baseball. Other gangs did other kind of things, but, some were violent, some weren't. But, it's all about coming to understand yourself. And you get into a gang to try to identify and become part of a family.
What do you think it was about you that you did not make a choice to be in a violent gang?
I don't know. I was lucky. I was lucky I got caught up in playing the sport. And the sport taught me discipline, determination, perseverance, patience. And it was something that I basically am very grateful. Because it could have been easily, I could have just not done that, My brother got into a lot of trouble. He didn't join a gang, but inevitably he got into a lot of trouble, and he went into the Marine Corps, and then he joined that gang, and did very well as a drill instructor in the Marine Corps.
Edward, has there been a price to pay for your activism? I mean, it's been rumored that you upset gang leaders when you made your film American Me in 1992 because this movie about a gang included scenes of homosexual acts. Has that ever put you in any danger?
I don't know. I mean, basically, no, nothing has come to me personally, but I think that everyone realizes what that movie was signifying. It wasn't signifying, per se, a certain person. It was just understanding the lifestyle. And yes, there was some reality to it. And we were talking about a situation that happens in the penal institutions and on the streets. But it really was an overall perspective of what happens to children. And you see how they start off as young kids and see what happens to them and why they turn to the situations that they turn to and how they evolve inside of this world. And I think that all gang members who have seen it either say, yes, that's exactly what you have to understand, and you better look at this movie and realize that's the truth, or just get out of there. And it has really, really worked very, very effectively on young people when they see the film.
Have you ever been scared for your life in speaking out against gangs?
No. I'm trying to help, and if somebody doesn't like the way I'm trying to help, then, death is nothing to be scared about because death is with us at all times. So, it's just a matter of your time, and if it's going to come through the hands of someone else, or if it's going to come through an accident, or if it's going to come through a disease, or if it's going to come through old age, inevitably you're going to have to face it. So to be afraid of it is not to be able to live.
I don't think that there's anything more to say. So I'll leave it at that. And thank you so, so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Edward James Olmos stars in Battlestar Galactica. The fourth season premieres on Friday, April 4th on the Sci-Fi Network. For more information about Edward and the series, please visit our website, morefairgame.org.